Welcome to the Empowerment Zone with Ramona Houston, where we zone in on Black and Brown relations and our journey to empowering our communities.
Today, we have for the second time, Janae K. Wright, who is CEO and founder of Primus Business Management. And businesses, as you know, are the foundation of all communities. They provide valuable and essential goods and services, and they also ensure the economic and social prosperity of the community. Businesses need organizations to assist them in their development. And today, serial entrepreneur Janae K. Wright is back with us. As you recall, Janae is CEO and founder of Primus Business Management. And the last time he was with us here on the Empowerment Zone, he talked about his book, The Black Business Success Model, which I absolutely love. I read it and I really enjoyed the book, and I encourage all of you out there to check it out when you get a chance. Make sure you order that book. And today we're going to have an enlightening discussion with Janae about his nonprofit, the Business Capacity Development Alliance. Janae K. Wright was born and raised in Brooklyn, New York, and now resides with his family in Valley Stream, New York. Janae is a serial entrepreneur and an advocate for better business practices within the Caribbean and Black communities. He has 2 decades of experience leading the finance and administrative departments of nonprofit organizations and operates his own consulting firm, Primus Business Management. In addition to Primus, Janae has founded several startups dedicated to creating new opportunities for business owners, including At Main Street, a lead generating small business app, and BCD Alliance, an international nonprofit organization. Welcome back to the Empowerment Zone, Janae.
Thank you for having me. I'm really appreciative of being here.
Yeah, I'm excited to hear about this new project, this nonprofit, and wanting to know, how's your book doing? How are you doing in terms of getting the word out there on how to develop a good business in the Black community?
It's going well. There's a lot of connectivity between my organizations and the way we develop them. And it comes from the concept of the book, as well as, you know, what I do with Primus and then BCD Alliance is part of that as well.
So tell us, our audience, for those of you who didn't get to hear that great episode from last year, tell us a little bit about yourself so the audience can get to know a little bit about you.
Sure. So one correction, I was born in Guyana, South America. So that's the Caribbean.
That's what I thought. And I was like, when I was reading the bio, I was like, no, I don't remember him being born and raised in New York. But that's what your bio says.
Definitely raised in New York. Born in Guyana. I came over here when I've been in America longer than I've been in Guyana. So I've been here since I was about 8 years old. Yeah. And we grew up in Brooklyn, New York. And, you know, a lot of the things that I've learned over the years, you know, going through with family members or friends of family who ran businesses, going to college to understand more about businesses. I have a bachelor degree in economics and a dual master's in finance and entrepreneurism. So I use all these together to help me understand where we as a people need to be when it comes to the power of what a business can do for our community, as well as how do we better create processes to make us more successful. Right. So my entire, you know, job, I guess, my entire career is all around, you know, developing businesses, and especially when it comes to Black-owned businesses.
Great. And so with Primus Business Management, tell us about what kind of services you provide.
Sure. So Primus is, honestly, it's one of the situations where I caught myself off guard about 2 or 3 months ago. Like, wait, I started Primus in 2002. That means next year is going to be 20 years of me doing this work. And it's like, wow, that's
congratulations.
Crazy.
I can't wait for your celebration.
Exactly. It has to be something next year. So for the last 20 years, Primus has been managing the back offices of small businesses. So we do accounting, HR management, and administrative services. And, you know, when we talk about the work we do, it's more involved than the normal consulting firm that you hear, or more involved than the normal accounting firm or bookkeeping firm. Our goal is to become a part of your organization. We're not just people like, okay, I did the work, here's my check, let me go. Our goal is to actually give you the support, give you the resources, and give you the energy level that you need to run your business to success. So Primus is way more than what you've seen before as a consulting firm. When you engage with us, partner, right? My clients have my direct cell phone number. We talk all the time. We talk about business as well as family and friends, because I want to make sure that they feel supported. I remember when I first started Primus, the first couple of years, it was just me, right? And as most business owners know, that silo feeling is hard. It makes it hard to work, because there's nobody to bounce ideas off of. There's nobody to complain to. There's nobody to just want to like cry about and scream about stuff. So you got to be able to really push through that. And that is, I think, is one of the reasons that businesses either like decide not to do it anymore, or they take so long to get to that next level. They take so long to hire their first staff. When you work with companies like us, companies who are dedicated to you, not just trying to get a paycheck, you get out of that silo feeling, right? You can pick up the phone and call me at 9 o'clock in the morning. Hey, Janine, I got this idea, and we'll sit and we'll talk through it. You have a person who's looking at your books, somebody who's looking at your HR, who understands your administrative services. So you have a COO next to you, like helping you really brainstorm the growth and direction of your company. So dealing with what we do, right? Those three aspects, those three main aspects, accounting, HR, and administrative services, is about just increasing the level of support and the level of resources in your company that's going to help you really get to that level of success you want to.
That's great, because like you said, sometimes consultants come in and they do the work and they leave. And it's so good to hear that the type of model you have is a partnership model. I am a partner with you to help you grow your business.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. I think, you know, it's important. It's important. And, you know, just, you know, for most people who start consulting firms, they've been doing it for so long inside of somebody else's business, they don't really understand that aspect of it. Right. For me, it's like, I've been doing this for 20 years. I ran my own business. I ran several businesses. I've always been in that position where the last decision maker is me. Right. And when that pressure hits you of you have to make these decisions and you have no one to talk to, no one who understands your accounting and all the other aspects of your company to really give you great advice, not based on what's happening in the world, but what's based on what's happening in the world plus what's happening in your business, it's a different feeling. It's a different mentality, and your ability to be successful escalates to a whole different level.
That's it. That's it. Well, great to hear about your success, and can't wait to celebrate that 20 years with you next year. Make sure I'm on that invite list.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, hopefully I'm hoping that we can actually have an event, right?
Exactly. Exactly.
COVID is like, okay, I don't want to do a Zoom party. That's not going to happen.
Yes, yes.
So I want to do an actual event.
And I'm always up to going to New York whenever I can. Yeah, yeah. So you're here to talk today about the Business Capacity Development Alliance, which is your nonprofit focused on business development. Let's talk about it. Tell us what is your organization about? What do you do? How are you supporting businesses? How can businesses get involved? Come on, give us all the info about the new organization.
Absolutely. I think, you know, looking at the trajectory of what I've been doing, right? Looking at Primus, a consulting firm that works with small businesses, looking at my book, you know, the Black Business Success Model, understanding how to really give practical advice on how to run a business. When you put those two things together, over the years, I've worked with and talked to thousands of business owners. And there's one concept that I've realized that is, I want to say missing, but it's not as strong as in other communities, right? And that concept is networking. That concept is connectivity. That concept is, how do we support and grow together as a business, right? Or as a community. And when we thought about BCDA, or when we thought about BCC Alliance, we thought about what would be the greatest way for us to really expand our reach, right? And one of the things that we talked about is, okay, what we want to try to do is control the pipeline, right? So from the first person who actually makes the product, the farmer, right? To the person who actually consumes it, us, the consumers, we want to have a part to play in that entire line straight across the fact, right? So the farmer gets the product, they put it on a truck, the trucker is black, the farmer is black, it goes to the manufacturer who's black. We want to be able to connect all those. And we don't know what we do, right? We don't know all the businesses and all the industries that we are involved in to be able to create that level of connectivity. So when we thought about the BCD Alliance, we thought about, let's create this network of Black-owned businesses. Let's do it for New York. No, that's too small. Let's do it for the nation. Still too small. Let's think about an international company that we can get resources from individuals in Africa who's producing material that we need to do our product. Let's talk about the truckers who have Black-owned businesses that we don't know about and get them involved. Let's talk about the farmers. Let's talk about the producers, the vendors, all these folks. The goal here is to create a organization, a membership organization where we're all involved, right? And the simplest fact of it is if Ramona is looking for a new person to interview, she now has a list of all these different people from all these different environments, from all these industries that she can now go online and find, right? If we have a business where we need to get a product from California to New York, we have a group of truckers who you can now go to. And that's the smallest, most simple part of it. The next part is, let's try to help them grow their businesses. Let's try to help them get to that next level of business, right? So you start to do, there's a great online website called Black Demographics, right? And blackdemographics.org, it gives you a lot of really great statistics on the type of businesses that we're in, the type of funding that we're in. And some of the things they tell you is like, you know, 10% of our businesses employ somebody. 10%. That's a very low number, right? We end up, I think of the total level of revenue is about $1.29 billion a year, $129 billion a year. That's a low number compared to the trillions of dollars in other communities. So let's, as a community, start working together. Let's start to figure out, how do we grow our businesses? So inside of this organization, besides just the idea of being a connectivity, let's do programs together, right? Let's teach each other things. Let's have lunch and learns. Let's do mastermind groups. Let's come together to either share or train or learn from each other so we can grow our businesses. Closed environment, we can start to really grow each other's businesses and really be able to connect with each other, right? So some of the things that we started this in 2019, and slow grind, we're working through certain things. We figured stuff out. We had this great, beautiful master plan for 2020. It was awesome. It was beautiful. It was on paper. We had things rolling. We were ready. And then COVID happened and it all came to a halt. Mm-hmm. So, you know, when that happened, I had to turn some of my attention to Primus to make sure that my clients or my staff mm-hmm. is being managed. So we took a little hiatus for 2020. 2021 came around. We're like, all right, let's really think through what it is we want to do and where we want to get to, right? So some of the things that we're doing as goals, right? One goal, the big goal we have, we want to have at a minimum of 20,000 members in this organization, right? Across the country, across the world, wherever. We want to have a minimum of 20,000 members. We want to control, and when I say control, we want the total sum of all of the revenue of all the businesses under the BCDA membership to be $1 billion, right? So we're going to do a lot of, you know, tracking numbers, talking to members, really trying to get that aspect and helping them grow their business so that way we get to that network. The second one is we want to employ 40,000 people within those 20,000. It's so
and that's small. Right? Yeah, that's small.
It's 20,000 people. I want you to hire two people. That's what I'm asking.
Yes, yes, yes.
I want
yes.
you to hire two people, 40,000 employees, right? Mm-hmm. If you start thinking of those little small steps, imagine what we'll do, right? Imagine how quickly we were going to impact on employment rate, right? Because we all know we are more likely to hire us than anybody else. Mm-hmm. So how quickly are we going to impact the unemployment rate? How quickly are we going to start seeing the economic boost of our communities, mm-hmm. right? And then the last one is the referral thing, right? We want to have 12,000 referrals between these 20,000 members, mm-hmm. right? So everyone in the group is responsible for trying to get someone a business. right? So being able to not just sell to us, right? I don't want to sell my, like, I also tell people the way I use my connections. I don't want to sell Primus to Ramona. I want Ramona to sell Primus to her network, right? Mm-hmm. That's how my business is going to grow. Mm-hmm. I think one client is not more important than getting access to your
network.
So trying to understand, I went to this meeting and said, I can't remember how to do the math, but I want you to remember high school math, right? Remember exponents?
Yep.
Think about everybody that's in your LinkedIn and ask each one of them to get you one extra person and ask each one of them to get you one extra person. Think about how many people you're connected to, right? So being able to create this semi-closed environment where we can prosper and we can grow and we can refer business to each other and teach each other and train each other and feel safe is an important aspect of what BCD Alliance is about, right? It's about, we can do things that other organizations, now other races do all the time, right? And part of what I'm trying to get across to people is, goes back to the book, right? The Black Business X Model. The second title is countering the myths of our perceived weaknesses, right? One of the biggest ways to do that is to, for us as business owners, to start using other Black business owners, right? It's leadership, right? If we're doing it, then others will do it. But if we are out here talking about we need people to support us, but we're not supporting us, the leadership doesn't work, right? You can't continue to like lead from the back. You got to lead from the front, right? You can guide from the back all you want, but leadership is leadership. You need to be in front, showing people what it takes to get us to that next level. So for us to really be able to counter those myths, I'm trying to get 20,000 minimum membership to be part of that leadership to counter those myths. I'm only gonna get 20,000 plus membership to be the leaders in their community, right? Because when you're a business owner, you are a leader. Regardless you think so or not, your mannerisms, your connections, the people that you influence that you don't realize are part of what you do. I'll tell you this thing that I didn't realize about myself a long time ago. I'm a business owner because of the barber I grew up with. Right. And it didn't really dawn on me until like a couple of years ago that I've watched this man. This guy's been cutting my hair since I came to this country at 8 years old. Mm-hmm. Right. He's cut my hair. He has cut my mother, cut off her hair. He cut her hair. He cuts my aunt's hair. He's cut my grandmother's hair. And even to the fact of how connected or how important that business owner is, as my grandmother started to age and she couldn't get to the barbershop, he would jump in his car and drive to her house. That's a business owner, right? That's a leader. So when he picks up the phone and say, hey, Janae, I need your help, I'm on my way, right? He's created a connection with me that he's now a leader. He's now a leader to me. Like, I will listen to him. I will take advice from him about how to run a business because he's taught me how to. And I didn't realize that, right? But when you have business owners in communities and they're walking around in their community, they're shopping in their community, their kids are going to schools in their communities, and they're part of that community, the community will grow. The community will get better, right? We all know that concept of, like, you know, there's a direct connection between the prosperity, the civic engagement, the economic development, the social engagement of a community, and a thriving business sector. So we are going to build that thriving business sector. We're going to build a community of business owners who are going to help us really grow as a people and grow as a community around our businesses and around the development of us and our businesses.
I love your vision of the BCD Alliance and the power that it can generate by having business owners working together to help each other grow. And to your point, business leaders also have to be the model, you know, and not just talk the talk, but walk the walk by using contractors within their community. Specifically, we're talking about the African-American community, using contractors within our community in order to help others grow and not just make the argument, hey, I'm good enough business owner. And then you don't even hire your colleagues within your own firm.
Correct.
So when you look at the BCD Alliance, you know, how, what is, I understand the argument for networking and building businesses that work together and all of that, but what type, you talked about helping business grow, businesses grow. What type of programming are you envisioning having in order to help businesses grow? In other words, why would a business owner want to become a part of BCD Alliance? What are they getting out of it? And I hate to say it that way because I'm a social impact strategist. I believe in giving. I believe in social responsibility and the need for businesses to contribute to the communities that they serve. So this is more of a question for my audience because I don't believe you, everything you do, you should try to figure out what's in it for me. I just don't come from that. But what is it in for me to, if I want to be a part of the SBD Alliance?
Sure. So one, I believe in people's time is valuable, right? So yes, there's always has to be some kind of what is in it for me, but understanding, like, I know there's a billion books on this, right? The ideas of put it out in the universe, right? Or speak it into existence. The reality that good work comes back to you tenfold is truth, right? Primus went from here to here because of something I did unconsciously, right? A friend called, hey, I'm having issues with this budget. I need some help. Help him create a budget. The budget got him a $8 million grant. He hired Primus to manage the business. That's the reality of it. You put out good into this community and it will come back to you. As a business owner, right, you're in a group of other business owners who you're going to be working with, right? You're going to be exchanging information with, you're going to be giving advice, you're going to be training, you're going to be putting yourself out there to learn as well as teach. That will come back to you. Right. The fact that you are in, you know, I think one of the things I try to explain to people, you are right now, America is a very large country, right? If you're in New York, most of your networks are in New York. You have somebody in California is looking exactly for what you do, but they can't find you because most of their networks is in California. Building this company as a bridge where you can now go and talk and tell people about your company, this person in California is going to find you. Right? That's going to expand your business. That's going to expand your network. It's going to expand what you do. And it's just, it's the plain idea of we need to give to receive. And the more information, the more stuff you give away. And there's a lot of stuff on online that talk about, oh, this person is asking me to do stuff for free and I don't want to do this. The reality is, you know, there's enough business for all of us to survive. Right, there's more than enough business for all of us to survive. And if you are in that mindset that you need to keep all your things close to heart to be able to be successful, the reality is that you're not going to be, right? The reality is that somebody's going to come by, swing past you, who has a better network, who's able to connect more with people, who's going to get to that point before you get there. So what is it in for you is the growth of your company, right? What is it in for you is that you're going to have an organization. And let me make this one point. There are hundreds of organizations who are out there that call themselves Black networks and Black communities and business growth organizations. How many of them are willing to put money behind it? Right? So BCD Alliance is an organization. We're not a networking group on Facebook, right? There's an employee of BCD Alliance who are going to be calling you, Ramona, like, hey, tell me about your business. What is that you need? What are you looking for? Who do you need to hire? Tell me what's the most important thing for you next 6 months. And they're not just asking that to be nosy, but the fact that they are part of BCD Alliance, that means they are more connected to the rest of the community than even you are. So that way, when they pick up the phone and say, hey, Ramona needs X, they're going to make that connection for you, right? So it's not just a loose connection of business owners. This is about organization that's coming in to really help and be more aggressive than most organizations are. So we're going to try to have employees, have volunteers, have people really connect with the business owner so we can make sure that we're connecting them to the right network, making sure that we connect them to the right people, because it's about I am a community-minded person, just like you. It's about social entrepreneurship. It's about how do you give back to your community? But what there's a line, I can't help you if I'm falling myself, right? So my goal is to make you make money, because as you make money, you're going to lift as you're climbing up. That means, and that person's going to lift as they're climbing up. So then you're going to be the top of that pyramid, helping everyone else around you grow. Right? Like I don't know. Is it Jay-Z or Beyonce, one of those songs that says, you're not a boss if you're the only one making money.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
I love that line. It's beautiful. Mm-hmm. You cannot consider yourself this great business leader if everybody else around you isn't with mm-hmm. you, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So you need to start pulling people with you and getting people around you so that you start lifting up as you climb. So what's in it for you is new success levels,
mm-hmm.
new growth, new partnerships, new connections, new money, new mm-hmm. networks, right? This is not just about us creating a loosely connected set of business owners. This is about us creating an organization that is geared and designed and dedicated to the growth of Black businesses.
So tell me, what are the requirements of membership for those of our audience who are interested in becoming involved?
Just sign up. Right now, you know, we're in that initial phase of trying to learn more about what businesses need and how they want to work. So just sign up for, go onto the BCDA, it's bcdalliance.org website, and you can sign up to become a member. Once you sign up, you'll have a conversation, they'll ask for information about your business, and that's it. You'll be part of it from there. Later on, as we start to grow out and we start to understand more of what business owners want and need, we'll start figuring out the next stage, but right now there's no requirements. We ask that, you know, the business is at least 51% owned by a Black person, a person of color. And then from there, you're part of the network.
All right. That is a good call to action. You can go to bcdalliance.org. And that stands for the business, business capacity. I forgot to see Business Capacity Development Alliance. That's yeah. bcdalliance.org, and reach out to Janae K. Wright and his people at the organization and become involved. His goal is to build a network of 20,000 businesses and help you so that you're able to employ at least two people within your company. We need more bosses and not just solopreneurs in the African-American community. And and I would argue that for the Latino community as well, that we just don't need to be self-employed. We need to be employing others in our communities.
Absolutely.
So do you have any other calls to action for our audience today, Janae?
No, that's it. I think, you know, we would love to try to get to that level as soon as possible. So go online, check out the website, sign up. The membership is free. Sign up, get to learn more about us, let us know more about you, and we can start really growing together.
Thank you. It all starts with an idea and a vision, and then you move one step at a time until you accomplish your vision. Thank you so much for joining us, Janae.
Thank you.
So, Janae, can you give us your strategy for college success? But before you do, can you tell us what college or colleges did you attend? What were your majors? And then what is that strategy you would give students to ensure that they're successful in college?
Sure. So I have a degree in economics from the State University of New York at Buffalo. They make it say that way, exactly how I want to see it. As well as I have a dual master's degree within finance and innovative entrepreneurship from Northeastern University in Boston. I think one of the something that we all hear a lot, right? But we don't really take it to heart. College is kind of like a job. It's a very hard thing to do every single day. And the same way as I talk about in business, I talk about in college, get a mentor. Find that teacher, find that upperclassman, find that person that's going to help you navigate college, one, because it can be a lot of pressure, a lot of work to do, but also keep you motivated and keep your eye on that dream, right? It's 4 years of hard work to get you to where you want to get to. So having that mentor, having that person who can really help guide you through those 4 years is invaluable to you.
Great advice, Janae. I love it. Everyone needs a mentor, and you need a mentor in college. They're going to help you navigate through your matriculation through college. And not only that, they're going to keep you motivated. And as Janae stated, mentors don't necessarily have to just be your professor. They can be your colleagues. Those upperclassmen, they're smart. They've been there, done that. And they will give you the unfiltered truth about the process. Thank you so much for that advice, Janae. Get you a mentor and excel in college.
Absolutely.
A special thank you to the incredible team of the Empowerment Zone. Terry Ungully, theme song, NADWORKS, digital support, and of course, our featured guest.
If you enjoyed my podcast, please subscribe. We are on all of your favorite podcast platforms. Be sure to rate us on Apple Podcasts too. Thank you for your continued support.